Greetings, adventurers. I am your Dungeon Master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Nika, that's your fault.
Oh, my God.
Nika, why did you do that to
I'm
me,
have
Michael?
Are we getting rid of this part? Because we've already got
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
What if we want to backtrack, Michael?
Yeah.
Do you want us to backtrack?
How are you going to handle that?
Shut up. Backtracking. Such an idiot.
Funny.
This is not a joke. This isn't a joke to me.
It's not like the Snuggie.
Guys.
It was a really good sharp clap.
Does the second one make it easier? Or
yeah, oh, yeah.
It did for me.
I hated it.
So, you all have... We're recording, right, David?
Sure.
We should probably also say...
Double-checking the sound, which I
did. Yay.
Yeah, to safety, yes, we are.
We just took an hour break, so...
Because we had to go get posters before
and
the...
Paper plates.
But the posters, the place is going to close, and we're like, oh, shit, we got to go get them.
And I had to take a huge shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, congrats. For two
Big.
Hours. Well,
two
one
hour.
Hour.
Yeah. We had to call a plumber.
Yeah, because yeah, because he did it in the joke toilet that's rolling for farts.
So now we're watching
Mario movie.
Everyone just trying to get into everyone else's camera.
As a joke, should we all switch seats, one to the right?
Me and Michael's here, and then Nika becomes a DM.
Bachman goes to David's, David goes to mine. So yeah, we're back, baby. I think Bachman's characters are either dead or full life. I'm not sure which.
They're full life. They're good.
No one. Oh my God, I keep burping. I'm so sorry. I can't. And now it's like definitely getting picked up because I can't mute my mic.
Jennifer, one second. Nika, tighten it up.
Sorry.
Get it together.
David said it's fine as long as I'm not talking.
What? No, that's when you're at home. I'm not coughing. I'm just coughing over my friends.
Fine.
I'm trying to quiet cough.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
So you come down, and Ratma's like, hey everybody, how's it going? Oh, sorry, it's probably a little dusty up there. I haven't been here in years.
Yeah.
The Abbot. The Abbot's the guy you gotta talk to.
Oh, that's right.
If anyone can get through that miasma of whatever's going on and that thing's brain.
Oh, that's right. We gotta like...
Yes.
It's the end.
He's not right.
And, so there's that going on. But also, you know, you gotta scratch my back a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
And by that, you mean kill the dryer.
I want you to kill the dryer because he's causing all kinds of trouble.
What if we flood the boneyard?
No!
There's no wrong idea here, but no.
There's a lot of logistical issues with that.
Wait, and the crystal does what again? You look through it.
You look through it, and then it points.
It gives you
like,
direction.
There's like purple dots on the mushrooms, and they like vaguely have an arrow to where we're going.
Yeah.
And you see they point the way to the cloister. It's complicated, but whatever.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, maybe when you're older.
Okay, you're not trying, so you're just gathering some mushrooms.
Yeah,
right
I'm just
now.
Gonna gather different.
And he's like, there are a bunch of them, so it's not like you're not gonna take all of them.
Well, I wanna take one of each.
Well, I think Gertie's carrying the torch.
Yeah. That makes it. That's a good,
actually,
like, intern thing
and,
to do.
That's spiritually.
That is a good, like, metaphor.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow.
She thinks that Screech is worth the shit.
Yeah. She's carrying his torch.
All right, there's like a big guy. Might be the Drider. I don't know. Sounds heavier. I don't fucking know. I say we go over here to about.
Okay, so the
Bolette.
Thank you, Matthew.
The
Bolette
runs down there, and sorry, it's sort of stupid. Then you all unload on it. Basically, what I'm saying is you will need to sleep overnight. So, you travel through the Underdark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Following.
Wait, actually, we're in the Underdark?
You said we were in a cave. Well, we're under the ground.
You travel through the cave that is the ground. It's not the Underdark.
That's it is dark, cool. And you're underground.
And you're underground, but the Underdark is a separate thing, I suppose.
It's like the...
They know what bullets are.
Can I get a survival roll to see how well you progress?
I want to give guidance to Chuck.
Because you're I'm assuming...
I give guidance to Rourke.
Looking through your gemstone.
Yeah.
19.
The purple...
I can't beat that.
You're following the purple shrooms.
Celine got a 12.
Okay, well, Celine keeps asking to go the wrong direction.
Yeah, Celine is
and Chuck
not...
has to correct.
I bet Chuck loves that, though.
Yeah, no, it's just on this path. Go ahead. You go ahead first, because you're... She's going the wrong way.
13.
Yeah, that's bad, too. So, Chuck, all these people are fools. They're foolish.
Humans! They're not used to being underground. I like it here.
You make good progress, though.
We make a great time. Can't stop. No pees until we get there, okay?
I'm peeing right now.
Yes, pee and walk. Pee and walk, gang. Like Rourke is doing.
We're all peeing and walking.
See how Rourke... Don't look at her.
But yeah, you progress. You make great time. You feel like you're going the right way.
Yeah.
And but after a while, you just get sleepy because it's been so long.
Yeah.
Been trudging.
Wow.
Poppies.
Are we? Is the
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Fucking these non-Midwesterners over here.
Sorry.
How dare you? You've really othered us by now.
Wow, we've just been living here for 2 years.
So let's are you guys gonna trudge the night, or would you like to camp?
I mean, sleepy. I think we're gonna take
we're not gonna force march.
Yeah, I'm gonna make everybody go march an extra like 13 minutes because we gotta make good time.
Right.
Like, no, not yet.
Do we still get Roland's overland speed bonus? Or?
Yeah.
Bachman, you know that's...
You know you
played that character in 10 years.
Yeah, then I probably want to find a place that looks a little something like one of these side culverts, which are kind of like off the path. Like if the path breaks off and then there's these like caverns that are set before us.
Well, you want to sit there with only one way of point of
entry. Defensible, right?
Yeah, exactly. Defensible. You gotta not have someone coming up behind you.
Yeah, yeah. And I will like, all right, this seems good enough. Can I do a specific survival check, yeah. Michael, for a good campsite?
Yeah.
Natural 20!
Oh my god!
So, that's a 30.
Yeah,
I found the goddamn K-Away.
I don't know if it's, like, secret door that you... I don't know. I don't know what happens with 30. That's,
So-and-so's there. He'll leave the light on. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know, the hotel?
The
Red Room.
He'll leave the light on for you. Howard Johnson.
Oh, here's the guy's name. That makes sense.
We find a Snurf.
I thought "we'll leave the light on for you" was Motel 6, though.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I said it with confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it's just like a natural place, but it's just like so well set up for camp that it's like, wow.
I might live here.
Yeah.
Like honestly, got a little like shelf like for us to like sleep on.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like water, maybe there's like a little stream or something.
Like,
yeah.
The Boscar children would have loved this place.
I carve into one of the walls the Hobgoblin pit.
Yes.
So I will say you see a fair amount of giant spider activity at night, but you're so well concealed that
and maybe I find some place with like some water coming down too, so we're able to refill our canteens and things like that. He did.
Michael said it. Yeah.
Well, we set up charcoal purifiers to make it taste so
good.
So good.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then I chip some stuff off the wall, and it's like cherry flavored.
I don't really know how to use mine, so it's just black water.
That's good.
His teeth are all fucked up.
What are you guys having for dinner?
We're having some
mushrooms.
Meat thing we
Yes! I'll take a little bit and I'll rub it on my lips and then I'll wait the appropriate
Are you doing that in front of us?
No.
Okay.
Make a constitution saving throw.
Me?
Yeah.
Me? Who just ate mushrooms?
What? Just eat something that may be poisonous?
But I'm strong. Surely this will constitution.
Not Roar.
No negative effect. I got a 13.
Great roll.
Was it?
So, a minute ago,
yeah,
Mika was sowing, and in a second, you're going to be reaping.
Yes.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't feel anything, or maybe like it just feels
too much.
Yeah, so Michael, I think
Roar comes stumbling out behind a
just from rubbing it on my lip.
Yes.
Oh no!
It's so powerful.
Oh, which mushroom was it?
This shit is so dank.
I don't remember.
She doesn't even remember which one it was.
She makes the bag all up.
Yeah. Like, isn't they're all like contaminated?
And she's just staring. She's just staring. You were behind the shit rock for a while. You okay?
You ever just... And she gets real close to, like, Chuck's face, like right there. She's like, do you ever just...
All
right. Shit.
Okay. I'll allow it because we've had a weird 16 days, but even though we're in...
You're about to have a weird 16 days.
I push your face away from you. And then push you down on the ground, and then probably get out like
skitter like a bug. Some
sort of like one of your enrichment toys I have, like your stimming toys or something like that.
It's enrichment time and not closure.
It's like, all right, here. I was gonna say this is really stupid, but I was gonna say like I give you something to woodwork. I'm like, oh man, I wouldn't give Roark a knife. That's not safe. Even not now, right?
I think she probably has a knife.
You don't do any.
She has a rapier. I don't care about that.
Yeah. You don't do any good old fashioned shroom whittling.
Yeah, I just hand her like I don't know, safety scissors and some parchment paper. Like, there you go, bud.
Oh my god. And then she just goes over there and she thinks she's making things, but she's just cutting up paper and doing nothing.
Are you all setting a watch? And you're extreme, like you're feeling real confident about this spot.
I go.
Does anyone agree to that?
I can see the things that you guys can't see.
That is true.
Your mind isn't open.
You can see which direction the mushrooms are pointing.
He's locked into it.
I can see where the mushrooms are going.
I've
realized with my realized.
Oh god.
Wow, you're such a stretch to RP this, you know. Michael, I get a 17 insight check to get Rorik's vibe and deal.
Would you like to make a deception?
Yeah. Check?
Would you like to do
with
it at
disadvantage?
Cool.
I'm gonna
cool roll
with disadvantage.
I definitely
double disadvantage. Roll four times, take the worst one.
Okay, 6 or 9. That's not. Okay. Oh, sorry, 11 or 9. That's not.
It's
bad.
A 9.
Yeah. Okay, my roll, my thing to add is a 6, so I got a 15.
I win. Yeah, you know something's up.
Yeah, Rourke, you can take the first watch. Can you put your, there's a new game I invented. It's called, these to some of the food reading, which you asked, is old bread, right? You know, some bread,
yeah,
some hard bread, some cheese. I gave her two of the breads. Like, it's called, put these over your ears for 38 seconds.
I'm a sandwich.
I'm an idiot sandwich.
Can we play sandwich real quick?
And then Rourke just runs around and she starts yelling ingredients to sandwiches.
This might surprise all of you, but Rourke is acting very strange. So I'm happy taking... None of you are elves, right? Right?
No.
Fuck. Beardy? Elf? No?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, all right, okay.
Is Beardy just a human also? Okay.
No, of course not.
I have Beholder Doodle like...
Just chilling?
Just chilling, or is Beholder Doodle off in the shadows?
No, Beholder's just, he's like, you all know I'm here.
I assume he's like found a perch, and he's just like.
Yeah, he's always on like a stalagmite and or slag.
He tries like really hard for the first like hour, like, I slipped and fell.
I've got my bottom.
I skinned my knee pretty roughly.
If it's all right with you, can I stay near the torch?
he has the dark vision glasses.
He does, he can see.
He does, but it's warm.
That is true. I never thought about that. This might surprise you, but Rourke is acting very strange. I don't know why, and I don't think it's...
Did something like attack her, or did she like...
Not in the past 6 hours.
I'm a sandwich!
Yeah, she's doing great.
Did she like eat or drink anything?
I haven't... I lost sight of her for 8 minutes when she went behind the shit rock. So,
from Rourke's perspective, it was 12 hours.
Actually, you know what? I cast Lesser Restoration on Rourke. That's
that
right. I'm a cool dad until a point.
I was like, that's enough of that.
And I think Chuck does that like because he's not used to this. So he's just like, okay, here's what we have to do. We have to like each of us has to take a longer. Like, oh wait, fuck it. I have these powers. I don't really understand them. And so I put my hands over Rourke's hands that are over bread, over her ears, and then I try to do what I've done before, see if I can conjure that ability. And, you know, mechanically, Chuck knows, he knows what a long rest is. He's like, he has his character sheet in front of him on like a Pip-Boy or something like that.
Yeah, so he's like,
I need to burn these bitches, you know? This, like, having... unused spell slots before you take a long rest is a waste.
No, it's true. It's so true. So you just
and no one will ambush us in the night, by the way. So
no
one. So yeah, I cast Lesser Restoration, Michael, on Rourke.
You no longer see the purple mushroom.
That's so sad, actually.
Why'd you take the mushrooms away?
Your buzz is killed.
I take the sandwich pieces off of the bread. I take the bread off of my ears. And I just sit on the ground.
You ate some of the mushrooms, didn't you?
I didn't eat them. I just rubbed them on my lip.
Were her lips like all puffy? All
like, just like bright purple
yeah.
lips.
Yeah.
You still needed that insight roll tonight.
Something's different. I feel like that checks out, Chuck.
Rourke's having a big downer now.
now she's like staring at the wall. Yeah, like,
yeah, just because I like, cast Lesser Restoration doesn't mean you maybe don't have a mushroom hangover, you know?
So true.
I'll take the first watch.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can take second.
I'll take third.
And by that time, it should be morning.
What? No, we're. You can take shorter sections of it.
Of course. I will take the watch for myself and for Screech.
Okay.
He says Master Screech, actually.
Master Screech!
I got me an S-Man over there.
All right, fine.
Screech
turns around three times and lays down.
Oh, he's dreaming.
He's kicking his little blanket.
All right, well, Chuck, if you're taking first watch,
yeah,
give me a perception roll.
For you, anything. That is a 14.
You do hear some scaring spiders going by, but nothing that's going to bother
Christ,
you.
Jesus Christ.
Guys,
wake up, there's spiders.
Oh, it's fine.
They're right. Oh, God, there's spiders. No, it's fine. Go back to bed.
So I did when we were sleep training Amelia. Spiders.
Very much. Hey, Bart, do you want to see my new chainsaw? But instead, it's about spiders.
I was second watch with Celine.
Yeah.
I go and kick Celine's boot. No. I go.
Yeah, how do you wake me up?
I like poke, like rub your face with like a stick. And then I'm like, spider! But somehow not loud enough that it wakes you guys up. Or maybe it does. I don't know.
I'm sleeping like a dog.
Yeah, you curl up in like a little ball.
Yeah.
Your eyes just glowing.
That famous saying, sleeping like.
I'm sleeping like a dog. Yeah.
Sleeping like a dog house.
But he is.
But that's
he
a bad
has
thing.
The spirit
in the dog
of house. The dog.
Yeah.
In the way
sleeping
he
like
is.
A dog is in not well because.
Because they wake up at any little sound.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So once Celine stops screaming because she thinks spiders are on her face, like ugh, Chuck. Okay, whatever. I can take this next watch.
No shit.
I did agree to it. I do like that. I'm like acting like I'm doing him a favor. What are you wasting him? Yeah.
All right. Roll perception.
Yogi. 16.
It is just quiet.
Just nothing.
Just nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
Okay.
I'm stressed out.
And then
me.
Rourke is next, right?
15.
You do see at one point a giant spider comes over to your little like the little cubby hole and it like pokes its like foot in.
I throw it a piece of sausage roll.
Yeah, it goes and runs off.
I'm sure it won't come back after that.
And then
they're gonna keep coming here. They're gonna follow you.
I take the mushroom and I almost put it to my mouth. And then I'm like, later.
All right. Do you wake up, Beholder Doodle?
Yeah.
I was like, what? Right.
There's a spider in that hole, and it likes sausage rolls. If it comes back, give it the other half.
You fed the spider?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Because they'll keep coming back.
Well, yeah, and then we gain its trust.
And then we're covered in webs and shit.
And then it's a pet.
You have more faith in spiders than I do.
Beat it, the sausage roll. And Rourke turns over and
immediately starts snoring.
Goes from standing to like crumpled the
perception, please.
You got it. 17 plus Ooh. Goose egg.
Oh.
What's that?
It's goose egg goose zero, egg, right?
Zero, yeah. It's a plus egg. Zero.
It's a deuce egg. No, it's a goose egg.
Deuce egg.
Deuce egg is two.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you do a constitution roll?
Why?
Whoa, you rolled the magic.
Because Rourke.
Because you're doing a double shift.
Yo.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, fuck.
That's my dude right there.
8.
All right, you all wake up the next morning.
No, Michael, no.
Yeah.
I know what's coming and I don't want it.
What? No, what's happening? I'm scared.
You all wake up the next morning and... And it's just like, I don't know, it's like you go football practice and you jump up. And
yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, but it's like, wait a minute, no alarm went off.
Why did I sleep? Right. Why did this is like Home Alone? And it's like pitch black, so we slept until like 8 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
did I sleep for 19 hours?
Yeah, we don't have watches in this world. We don't know what time it is.
So how do you set a watch?
Whoa. You just have to use the sand.
Yeah, you have to use a sundial or that, yeah. No sundial down here.
We quit.
But apparently, you know, you had a good enough spot that you didn't get ravaged in the night.
Wow.
For some reason, I thought you were going to be like, and Beholder Doodle's laying there dead.
Nope. Is Beholder Doodle dead?
No. Okay. He is asleep, though.
He's asleep? Yeah.
Actually, I feel a deception roll coming up.
Everyone, come here.
Wait, is Screech part of everyone?
Let's leave the... let me do more of a stage whisper. Let's leave and then throw something at Beholder Doodle to see if he goes, yep, and jumps up or something like that. What do you say? It'd be very funny. He fucked up, so yeah. He's really
ready. But he's saved us so many times. You know, he's just such a loyal friend.
But then on the other hand, it'd be really funny, though.
Yeah, what do you care, Screech? You suck.
What if we rub the mushroom on his lips?
No.
Oh, we need him to be in fighting shape, though. Okay.
That's illegal.
You know, it's illegal. He's so... dosing someone.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
He's so brave and strong. I just don't want to... I don't want to do anything to hurt him.
Well, I mean, he'll be fine.
We're just going to scare his pride, though.
Well, he should have not fallen asleep, that bitch.
He only fell asleep because he was doing a double shift for me, so if you have to throw something at someone...
Throw you? Okay! I took this spell.
Throw friend.
And it won't work on Screech.
Oh, wow!
Let's
not there yet.
Frickin' go. Since we are in a very spooky tunnel, since we're in the caves and the whatever, I'm gonna cast Create Water. Since I'm a cleric, I can change my spells every day, I think. So I'm gonna create water. I can create up to 10 gallons of clean water. I do that.
You're force feeding 10 gallons of water?
I'm just gonna, no, above him.
That's murder.
Isn't that water?
That is murder.
No, it's quick water.
Oh,
it's
so like, we can't dose someone, but we can waterboard.
It's
them.
Not a waterboard. Wow. It's not waterboarding.
You're just splashing it.
Screech says, I don't want him to get too wet. Let's put this cloth on his back.
Yeah. Why is Dick Cheney here?
He lives down here in this game.
Hey, I'm Dick Cheney. You're in my safe spot. So I cast a spell. 10 gallons of clean, delicious water fall upon.
Splash. It's a bit like when you turn on a hose for a dog and you're just like, oh, yes,
they're biting the air.
He fucking loves it until he realizes what happened, and then he's a little bit embarrassed. He's like, oh. Is the watch over already?
You're asleep.
What?
You know what?
Poppycock.
For the first time ever, I think, I'm going to do an insight check on Beholder Dude.
Oh!
He's acting a little weird.
Rourke,
guidance me, please.
You got it, Dad.
Natural 20!
Let's go!
And I look at
you. Screech like tries to jump in front of
me. No, I wasted my 20. I know you suck. Natural 20 plus 8 plus.
So I get.
Plus 4? Are you kidding me?
Wait, mine are upgraded.
Guidance?
Sure, aren't they?
I didn't ask for card inspiration. Sorry, that's my
bargain. So should I contest this or like?
Can you 20?
Can you
beat a 30? Can you roll 33? Methinks not.
Okay.
You have to try.
What am I rolling for? I'm
Melton. Deception.
It would be deception.
It would be funny if you made Melton like for this very purpose. Like, yeah, he has a 28 charisma.
Yeah.
20 total.
That's
less than.
I got a 32.
So what are you trying to know?
So he like the fact that he has been so different finally is clicked. So I'm want to look deeper and see like,
okay,
does anything else stand out to me?
Yeah,
I will say
in, like, vibe style.
I think that you have realized that this is not
the beholder
doodle.
Yeah.
Okay. So if the other people are near me, I will. Push them behind me, and I will grab this imposter
by his scruff, his costume, mm-hmm. and lift him up and shove him against the wall. And
be whoa! Like,
you're not Beholder Doodle. Who the fuck are you?
Hey, of course I am.
And all you're like attached eyeballs go wow wow wow.
For the first time, you notice that they're not stalks; they're springs.
No, no, this is all wrong. This is wrong.
Of course, I. Oh, fuck it! Of course, it's me, Milton Graves. Ha! Ah, none of you suspected.
And then I just like.
Who?
Who's that? Is it, do we? Who's Milton
it's
Graves?
It's me, Milton Graves. We've met before.
I take out my mace and slowly like.
Is he better? Screech and jump out. No, this is my surrogate father. If my parents died, you know, you guys have met this guy before multiple times.
Have pull, we? We did.
Pull my
we
mace didn't. Back, but then like bash. And I should I bash him or
no? No bashing, I don't think. And then I gotta play it off. So like, Milton, what's the deal here?
Why are you doing this?
What's going on, buddy?
Milton, this is cringe. You're doing cringe.
I didn't all know right. You were Beholder Doodle.
Let's have you roll a deception.
No, that's a 4.
Oh no,
it's a 10 total.
I mean, my passive insight's 18.
Oh wow!
Yeah, you know, you don't think he's telling the truth.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's because I slept for 30 hours just now.
Yeah, hit that long rest button.
Yeah, oh, actually, we do need to hit the long rest button. Well, I think I already hit it.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Who kiss a foot? Bachman said we could. Oh, no, we actually didn't.
Oh yeah, we
did. Click long rest, mm-hmm. and then now I need to click nothing. No, create water. That's right. What the hell is going on here? What is this dog and pony show on this, the 17th day?
Oh, yeah, it's the 17th day. Wow, we crushed that day so fast.
That's amazing.
Maybe even the 18th day. Who's to say?
We got one.
Who knows how long I've been asleep? What is going on here?
So
you're lying, I can tell. You, Milton, I have no idea what the heck is happening here. But I don't like it. I don't like it.
You got me. I can't lie anymore. It started to weigh on me. I couldn't do it. I asked Milton to play the part of Beholder Doodle for some time because Beholder Doodle,
uh-huh.
the real one, was called away. He has to fight his nemesis. I almost said Murkrow, but that's just a Pokemon.
Geodude.
Yeah.
Wait, is this tie into the first campaign's Geodude?
Oh my god. He's still kicking around.
He's still kicking around.
He's very powerful and mean now.
Yeah, he had to go and I don't know why that explains Milton being dressed as Beholder Doodle.
Do you say that?
I say it all out. I was like, I don't.
This is a bad lie. Oh, why didn't you say that before? Okay. And then I just turn around and start leaving.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. You explained the situation, you know.
I did?
Yeah, it seems good.
Okay. Oh, quite makes sense to me.
Wait, what did you say again?
I said that Beholder Doodle was called off to fight his nemesis, who I didn't name.
All right, but
and that I asked Milton to play the part of Beholder Doodle, and I hadn't gotten around to explaining why, and that was enough. Apparently,
I might do. Sometimes, whenever there's a hero, it creates a power vacuum, or when a hero leaves, it creates a power vacuum, and then a villain will try to like come in and take over the city.
Is that work saying that?
Yeah,
that is true though.
Yeah, I've turned from the push against the wall accusation to walk and talk. So I'll probably criticize, like, why'd you ask this guy? You could have paid any number of people of Rhymeford. Could have paid me.
Well, Milton can fight.
He almost got eaten by that big old thing.
That's true. That's true. I mean,
so Milton, you just do whatever this guy says? That's fucked up.
Well, of course, he's the master.
I love this.
By my doctor, so.
I put my arm around Milton and like, hey, us old guys gotta stick together, man. If you ever need to talk or whatever.
How
like,
old do you think I am?
He looks like, he's like
grizzled.
Yeah, I know. He looks like old as hell.
Real leather face, just like.
How frail is he though? I mean, he's
not frail.
Like,
he can fight.
He's like wiry. He's like wiry.
Yeah.
He's like an old guy that you don't want to fuck with too much.
He's scrappy. He's got his muscle. Yeah. His flat belly and all that stuff. I just assumed. Well, with mostly because you look real old.
I am 60. New spring chicken, of course.
What are you, 60?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code greetings at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I'm 56. So
my dad can beat you up.
That is true. I can probably beat you up. Actually, without resorting to my newfound powers, I probably can't.
Milton, if you say that, Milton instinctively stops. No.
He draws a circle in the dirt in the ground. Like, let's do it then.
Yeah. Who can shove me? Just shove the other out of this circle.
Just run out of the circle. Yeah. I don't understand.
I am stronger than you.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about it.
But your dicks.
What about my dick?
Jeez. Your dick is so big.
It's so big.
Yeah.
Which penis your dicks. Do you like better?
Well, you shouldn't listen to this nerd like that, but. I understand that you're doing what you think is right, but me and you, us older guys, are gonna stick together, huh? And I elbow him in the stomach.
Master Echo provides for me. I
heard he lost all his money.
I'm indebted to him. There's a bee in there.
Aluminium.
It's a valid way to pronounce it, for sure.
Whatever, man. Whatever floats your kink. It's fine. I don't care.
I'm going to put the mask on now. Yeah.
I feel like probably this whole thing made Milton like pretty defensive. Like, I gotta prove myself now. He's gonna have a pretty fresh on me.
Today I did bad.
Oh, no.
I really let the young master down and myself, to be honest with you.
I can't say anything about
toot and
blast.
Master toot, mistress blast.
Lady Blast,
I.
Oh my god.
Let Master screech down.
The thought of like Graves like sad diary where he's like, I let young master down.
Yeah, diary.
It makes me want to cry thinking about it.
In six sessions, he's gonna be like, Rourke, you got any more of those mushrooms?
Oh my god, yes! We had to make Milton cool.
I was just saying that anyone who does any drug is probably depressed, probably some sort of some sort of deviant, you know what I'm saying?
Not the two depressed.
A little freak.
That checks out. But we've been doing a walk and talk post Screech's valid, in my opinion, explanation.
We've always been walking and talking.
Well, I love the idea of a third beholder dude showing up. By the way.
But you don't know about this one. That would be funny. If a third one that you didn't know about.
Now that Milton's sad, he has to pick somebody else.
Oh my god, he needs a backup one.
And I'm not gonna lie, I did briefly forget that like their beholder doodle is not gone. You know?
He's not. He's here. He's literally here.
He just has to hang out.
Exactly.
I had a moment where I was like, oh, we should make the bullet the new Balder, but he's dead. We killed him.
Yeah, we killed him, Jennifer.
He has animal intelligence.
Didn't we? What if we cut out 7 hours?
No,
10 hours.
He's not 10 hours away.
Yeah, because we took a short rest after it. He's probably at least six to seven hours. Yeah.
Okay,
but we probably will pass him on the way back.
Okay.
If you want to lose his body.
If he might have eggs.
Could smell like
rats. He could have eggs! That's true!
Or he might be filled with spider eggs.
Why do you want this? What's happening? Why do you want to go back and get
burnt
out corpse of a... I don't think it'll work on him.
It will!
No, it just says... Fuck!
Did Rourke take?
I love that this. See, this is where like being a person really brings it to the next level because like being able to watch like her show Michael something and then him be like and her realize in real time. Okay, I can't do that.
And that piques our interest. Is like, what's going on over there?
Damn.
Yeah, that would be cool though.
What if I make him look
cute? There's gonna be so many options, opportunities for you.
Yeah. There will be corpses.
There'll be a lot of corpses.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna bowl
land. Bowl land!
A giant earth shark. That's a humanoid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, no. I want this gap here.
Oh.
That's gap cast.
So you guys.
That's the gap cast.
You guys travel. That's nothing.
That's
And you eventually get to what you think might be the cloisters, but there is a 15-foot ravine between you and the cloisters.
For funsies, take that black marker and squibble in between of it.
Yeah.
It makes it so much scarier.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's very scary.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wow.
No.
No. Oh shit.
I hate this box.
Why is Selene muttering? You okay? You're sweating.
Yeah, I am sweating. It's hot down here.
Did
you
try to open her like snack box that
she dropped me on the ground?
She's being really loud.
Hey guys, how am I gonna get across this ravine? Yes.
That's a great question.
I'm not that fast. I'm not.
He looks like his voice.
That is true.
He looks so special. Listen, I love Jim Michael. I would die for Jim Michael. And if anyone says anything about him, fuck him. I'm sorry, Jim Michael. I made you. You kind of fell a little bit. I'm sorry. This, I feel like I just now, like, I'm like, oh, I could talk into the camera to make jokes. Like, it really just hit me. So.
Michael.
Yeah.
I assume this, 15 foot gap, and who knows how long, will probably get filled with 10 gallons of water.
It's a busy.
Oh my god.
Anyone have like some goldfish we could put in it? We could start a little aquarium?
Yeah.
I drop a pebble. Okay, how long does it take to get sound?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, how deep is the ravine? Or is it just 15 foot deep?
Oh, sorry, I was off. 12 minutes.
12 minutes? Are you... how do we hear that? You're like...
After a few minutes, like, why are you still waiting?
Like, nope.
Yeah, we've moved on and we're like, fix it up. And it's like, I told you.
That means it's only 6 minutes down because it takes 6 minutes
for the sound to come
back. That's how it works. Yeah. That's how it works.
Terminal velocity and the speed of sound are the same.
That is true. That is true.
Can I just say that this isn't yet another moment where I'm like, God damn it, one of us should have stone shape. It would be so useful.
I looked it up. I don't have it.
I don't know if I mean, maybe I could. I'll take a look.
I'll check my sheet.
Do I got that?
I gave Milton stone shape.
Oh my god, that would be great.
All right, so realistically, the options are do a big jump.
And it's 15 feet?
15 feet.
15 feet. Yes.
Try to. See if the past day Jermichael's wings started working.
How does jumping work again? What's the calculation?
Oh my god.
I don't know. It's like your strength score.
Oh, jumping.
Michael!
Why did I do this?
Fucked up, man.
This
Come
is
on.
100% my fault.
I feel like if it's 15 feet, we can jump that.
Well, Beholder Doodle's got a grappling hook.
Like, my walking speed is 30, yeah, so like. True.
Yeah, surely. How to jump in D&D.
But also, can we do the rope, like, do a rope situation, like, if we need to? Like. Yeah. Like, how's Gertie gonna get across? She's so little.
We might just throw her.
Jermichael? Yeah. Jermichael's wings don't work.
So that's the thing. If we could get Jermichael up, like,
how is Jermichael gonna get across?
I don't know. I don't know if we can do this, gang. Campaign.
Hi, guys. We can't pick him up. We can't get Jermichael across.
It's like a Sarah McLachlan style, like, commercial. Jermichael, his wings.
Yeah, like. Honestly, my current idea is yelling help. I think that might be the closest.
I'm like, oh my god, this is just like that time I put a barred door in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a whole episode.
But in your defense, we were level 18 and we couldn't figure out the door.
Jump we can do per hour.
Christopher's here.
A foot towards our strength score.
Oh, so I can make it
a long jump.
I cannot.
Wait, say it again? Sorry.
10 feet, or sorry, a foot per your strength score.
Okay.
Just the score, not the modifier. So mine's 12. Oh, wow. I can jump 12 feet.
Oh.
Mine is, I think I can make it.
Wait, sorry. Say it one more time.
Whatever your strength score is, just that.
So if your strength is 12, you can jump 12 feet.
My strength is 16. So you just see like, oh, shit. And then I go bonk.
Try 8. Yes. You know, I make it halfway across.
No shit. Okay, so yeah.
I get a grappling hook.
Chuck runs across. So I'm across. So if it is 12 minutes down, we could have like a rope situation, and you could throw it across, and I could tie it on something, mayhaps, or wrap it around a python and hammer it in.
Shimmy over.
I like that.
We went from camp. I don't know how we're gonna get Jermichael across because he's the size of a horse.
That is a problem. Okay, no, because I think we're gonna have to do some sort of a pulley situation.
What if the second person could take another rope and we could do it at the bottom? So it's like a rope where you walk and
and you hang. Like, that's a good idea.
Is two ropes gonna be enough to hold Jermichael?
Oh my gosh, we might.
He
weighs a horse amount. Hey. Yeah. He weighs literally a ton.
He doesn't have to fly, he has to glide.
Can he Buzz Lightyear over?
Yeah, falling in style.
He needs to fall in style across the way. And Gertie should be able to walk across, and Celine should be able to walk across.
Yeah.
It's just Jermichael is the problem because he weighs a ton. Literally.
Yeah,
how many ropes do we have?
We have like, we lost 50 to 100 feet of rope already, so subtract that from your inventories. We probably each have 50 to 100 feet of rope. So minimum, we have 100 feet of rope right now, 15 feet. Wrap it back and forth.
Somebody throw this into Bridge Construction Simulator.
Yeah.
Look for the rents.
Yeah.
This is a question that's been answered. So in general, a 1-inch rope could stand up to, 8,100 pounds.
Yo!
Oh, nice!
Is this a real rope?
How much can a standard 50-foot
rope hold? A 1-inch in width rope, which is a standard rope,
can
stand up to 8,100 before it would snap and snake.
But this is a modern rope.
And also,
you're not looking at 5e ropes.
I don't.
Yes, it is. I literally looked up D&D
5e. Oh, it's D&D 5e rope?
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
So I guess the plan is we weave, we like loop around our hundreds or so feet of rope.
Like the first person jumps, like you jump across.
You jump across.
It doesn't seem like I need to do a check.
Yeah,
right?
You're fine. Yeah. You can just jump across.
I have 1 foot of clearance, so.
Yeah, you're like solid.
And do we want my
huge ass do a big jump?
Beholder Doodle to make a acrobatics.
Fucking love to.
To swing across on his.
Oh my god!
Because he's doing his grappling hook, right?
Yeah, and it's gonna be 22.
Yeah, you swing across. You almost feel better about having fallen asleep.
Wow! Wow.
Can you move me across? Us old guys gonna stick together. Should we cut the ropes and leave?
Are you guys gonna go be? Oh my god!
Hey, do you wanna make out?
Oh my god! He's like, yeah, you're in a guilt of a grandpa. Like,
what if we kissed in the cave?
He's 4 years old.
And we were both old guys.
Like, yeah, this guy's old as shit.
Chuck's like, you're hot.
You're 4 years older than me. That's crazy.
I've
you're
never noticed old. Your lips glistening daylight.
Yeah, I rubbed mushrooms on it. I'm fucked up.
Well, that makes sense. That makes
I never
sense.
Would have
that
been able to jump that far.
Yeah. Chuck's essentially on fucking like PCP.
Yeah. Chuck can mechanically jump that far, but he's gonna jump like Princess Peach from Mario 2.
He's kind of floating in the air.
How am I doing this? So now that there's two of us on the other side, I guess the plan is to use some of our rope to create a safe bridge. And that should work with everyone. We know we're pretty positive based on science. It's going to work for everyone except for Jermichael. But based off Nika's Googling, it should also work for Jermichael.
Yeah.
Don't correct us.
Yeah.
I am going to need an athletics or acrobatics roll with advantage for whoever's crossing.
Okay. You're doing even the...
Yes, those, okay. Yes. Because it's still...
You still got to use your bod.
You said acrobatics or athletics.
Yeah, either one is fine.
That's great. I love that.
That's kind and generous.
Yeah, that's
a good DM.
Personally, great for
any of our characters fall for 12 minutes.
I got a 23.
I rolled for that, okay? It was however many minutes.
What'd you get? I got a 23.
Okay, yeah, you just, you're no problem. You're very cross.
I did good. I got a 19.
Yeah, I should probably cast guidance.
Gertie goes across. Just
she's
fine.
So tiny. She's, you like, kill she's like the rope doesn't even like go down when she goes across. So she weighs
it goes up,
like
weirdly.
Yeah, she actually she's like negative weight somehow.
It's full of helium.
It'd be funny if you killed the 12-year-old ward in this big pit.
That'd be really sad.
1 minute for every
year. She turns 13 on her way down.
I wanted to turn 13.
Screech
15 for Screech. Is that good?
Ooh, that's not great.
No,
that's not great.
Add a D4 because I am casting guidance on, I think it's a touch spell.
There's a 3. 18.
I think maybe, are you like trying to play it like you're not dexterous?
Oh, yeah. That's what's happening.
I
mean, but happening.
Sometimes like I still fuck up, so like it could be for real.
Right.
And but then you're like, well.
That's like me and DMing.
It's all like elaborately planned out and it's not a mistake. Nothing.
Nothing.
At all.
Yeah. Okay. You make it across.
Hell yeah.
Nice job, gang. Plot armor.
All right.
Is it?
So what I'm gonna jump back over, and I want to tie like some extra stuff around Jermichael.
Ah, what are you doing, man?
Well, because I was almost like, I know the mage hand can only hold 10 pounds, but like.
But you also have your shove.
So I do have my shove, so I can shove.
If you have your mage hand subtracting 15 pounds from his like 1,000 pounds,
yeah, this is like
that's only 985 pounds.
Yeah,
and then if you're constantly pushing him up from the bottom,
oh, I should do that.
And then
every 6 seconds,
is this easier? You're getting blasted. From
I don't. I don't. Well, you know what? Actually,
him just shooting shot 5 feet up in the air and falling. Is that good?
Because it is, because the shove is a bonus and the mage hand is an action, so I can make both mage hand and shove every time.
How far do you fall in 6 seconds? Could she just like air jump?
I bounce him across like it's like a paddle board, and I'm just like. Boop, boop.
Yes, I mean, I think we'll have he has to fall first before we can ask that question.
Okay,
right?
All right. I do like that we're all just assuming he is going to fall.
Well, he's not very good at things, so I jump over, I wrap a safety. Belt on him.
Yes.
And like, can you like walk over? But because he has like hand kind of, right? Yeah.
Your hands.
Yes, he has hands.
Yeah. So I basically just tell him to. What's his strength score?
He doesn't know.
Can you do a big jump?
It looks like it's a long way down.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah, I'm over here.
We got these ropes for you.
Teamwork.
All right, Michael, what's the mechanics of us coaching?
Yeah.
I'm casting guidance on Jermichael.
I don't want to go.
You don't want to cross the bridge?
It's too far.
You have to. Hey, can I, how about this? Can I, try to persuade him?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would say you can, or I also, can I also try? Can I also do it, actually?
Sure.
Yeah, I would like to,
Is there a mechanic in this game where you know you roll bad? And like, no, I'm gonna sit this one.
Yeah, I could go intimidation, but I feel too bad. Even Celine feels too bad to go intimidation with Jermichael.
I got a 9, so I'm like, even if you do fall, it won't hurt. It will just like be nothingness.
Okay, Celine rolls a 22 for persuasion, and she like fully locks eyes with Jermichael. And he like is like locked into her, like we're connecting. Jermichael, I know you can do this. It's very scary, but we're all on this side, and we're rooting for you. You've got this.
I'm on this side.
We're all on the other side. Jermichael's the only one left.
I jump back over.
Why did you do that?
To tie a rope around him, and I can just do it. And he just does it again.
Okay.
And he jumps back over.
And Jermichael, if you're feeling scared. Just know that you'll have my mage hand under your butt the whole time.
I got a magazine with titties over here.
What kind?
I wasn't going to say
all
anything.
All kinds. All
right.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I did when you were having people roll persuasion rolls. I did roll a dice, and it did land on a 1.
You didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that.
I didn't have to.
We were so close.
But also, I do want to know what you would say.
You should be like, all right, that rope should hold, but watch out. You fall, you're done, bud.
You're fucking done.
Is this guy for real?
No, don't listen to him.
Never
don't
listen to Screech.
Just listen to me. This Look is, in my
This
eyes.
Is my own personal cave story.
I guess I'll do it. All right, here we go.
And Chuck, where are you during this situation?
I'm on the other side, casting guidance on him.
Okay, so you jumped back over.
This is the rope.
My job's the rope. We've tied ropes around him, so like, yeah. If he falls, I mean, I can't catch
him. And was Celine boosting him were you pushing him?
Yeah, I'm pushing him. Like, every round, I guess, I'm giving him a boost.
That's 15 pounds, right?
No, the push.
Yeah. Telekinetic thing.
Yeah, my telekinetic shove is 5 feet.
Yeah.
Wait, can you do it in like an insane angle where you're like, you know, like, 3 degrees?
So you essentially, he's going to run across and jump, and you see him at the last second, and he's like pausing right, and you think he's just going to topple right over the end, but you give him that big, big push right in his butt.
Whoop.
And he does a little, you see he jumps a little bit, and his wings actually go out a little
he
bit.
Flutters.
And
he, does the Yoshi
and he
flutter.
Just does a little glide across. And you're able to just get him across.
And actually, Celine, like, straight up, like, gives him a huge hug. Like, wraps her arms around his neck. And she, like, pats him on the head and whispers in his ear, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I flew.
You did. We saw it. We all
Great
saw
job,
it, right?
Bud.
We saw it. He flew.
Big flew.
And then he goes, just
like him.
And then, a being floats out.
What is that?
It's a flump.
A flump?
That sounds like you just made it up, but then Nika also made up the exact same word.
Groupthink happens.
You just fucked up.
And that's where we're going to take a break, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, we have to go watch the D&D movie now, and I have to put on a wig.
We'll see you in 4 hours or
3 and a half.
We'll see. We don't know what's going to happen later, guys, okay?
All I know is I got a clapper.
Yay! Yay!
Nice. Okay, Christopher.
I'm running. I got to go get ready.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
That was so fun. That was really enjoyable.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.